Good afternoon and welcome to the Tuesday Meditation and Prayer Time of Reaching and Meeting Needs Worldwide Ministry. Our text for today is the Gospel of John, chapter 8, verses 1 through 12. The text verse is John 8 and 12. I'm reading from the New International Version. When Jesus spoke again to the people, he said, "I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life." The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Let us pray. Eternal God, our Father, we thank you for this day. Thank you, Lord, for blessing us to see the 24th day of the month of August. I pray now, God, that you will be with us and sustain us as we spend this time together in the study of your word. Today, I continue the series titled Living by the Promises of God. World Parish, we are living in a world today that is threatened with forces over which we as individuals have absolutely no control. I do not care how hard you try, Frieda Flat, you cannot persuade or make people be vaccinated. I do not care how hard you try. You cannot convince all people to wear a mask. With things as out of control as they are, we desperately need a loving and a living faith in the promises of God that he will be with us in the future. God has promised to be with us as long as life lasts. God has promised to be with us for an eternity. The Bible contains good news for the day and time in which we are living. However, we have to study the Bible. One of the great and sure blessings of reading and studying the Bible is finding and unearthing of the many great and exceeding precious promises of our Lord to us that are recorded in the Bible. These promises are ours to be partakers of for our belief in and the strengthening and execution of our faith. We must believe in and lean and live on the great and precious promises of God. God's promises are great and precious. Hear what Simon Peter says about these promises in the second epistle of General Peter, chapter 1, verse 4, King James Version. Whereby are given unto us exceeding and great and precious promises, that by these ye might be a partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. World Parish, the Holy Bible is indeed a book of promises. As we read from Genesis to Revelation, there are so many wonderful and great promises from God for the people of God. There are ours, again, for the experiencing and blessing if we as Christians will study and believe the promises. Point number 3, God's promises are for the future. God's promises are for the future. In the text verse, Jesus made a great claim and gave two promises. His undisputed word hallelujah, will help us. It is undisputed, Lord, there are two promises that are worth our holding on to and trusting as we make our journey and look to our future. And again, in John 8:12, NIV, Jesus said, I am the light of the world. Then he says, whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. So first we hear in those first few words a claim. Jesus said, I am the light of the world. The great claim that Jesus made was, I am the light of the world. Note, he made the great claim of being a divine being. I am. The Lord's claim to be a divine being was plain, hallelujah, and undisputable. The claim was the very first thing he said in the passage. After he made the claim of being the divine being, Jesus blesses us with two great promises that are a blessing for our future as we trust and follow Jesus. Jesus says, he that followeth me, the first promise shall not walk in darkness. This statement is a blessing for us and our future. And it's supported by what happened in the life, when I think about it, in the life of the children of Israel. God gave the children of Israel a cloud of protection and direction. Whenever the children of Israel moved, hallelujah, the cloud moved. Whenever the children of Israel stopped, the cloud stopped. Exodus 13:21, King James Version. And the Lord went before them by day in a pillar of a cloud to lead them the way, and by the night in a pillar of fire to give them light to go day by day and night. Ward Parish, please hear your pastor. God will guide us in our future and our future actions. God knows how to lead us. Hear me. Oh, my God. God knows how to lead us away from trouble. God knows our weaknesses, both psychologically and physically. He knows exactly how much we can bear. Oh, my God. God will always lead us, hear me now, to the right people. God will lead us to the right place. God will lead us to do the right thing. Hallelujah. God will lead us to know what to do. And God will lead us to know when to do what we are asked to do. God always leads and guides us. Our task is simple, to seek him and to follow him. Even when he leads us to do what is not customary, or what is not normal for us to do. We must let God lead us. When we follow God, we will, oh my God, hear me now. When we follow God, we will not be embarrassed. When we follow God, we will not be ashamed. And when we follow God, we will not be disappointed. When we follow God, oh my God, we will not stumble nor fall. Acts 14:17 is true. God does not leave himself without a witness. He knew my subject for this day. He knew the exact experience that he needed to give me for this meditation. This past weekend was a very challenging and interesting weekend for me. I followed God as I dealt with a matter of life and death, or death and dying. I received a call on Saturday evening to pray for a person who was getting weaker, hallelujah, along the journey of life. as I prayed and was in instant communication with God, God instructed me to tell the family I would reach out to them on Sunday after 12 noon. It was not that I was trying to delay the prayer. I just did what God told me to do, to tell the family I would call them on Sunday afternoon. I later learned that this sick mother had been asking for me. This lady was one who loved me and my family. She was one of my most loyal supporters. She trusted me and I trusted her. I never had to look back as I served her. She found her position of service in the ministry and she was faithful to that position. Sunday afternoon, I was told by the family, hallelujah, that they had told her to let go. In other words, they had told her it is okay to release and to let go and let God. The son, Anthony, and the daughter-in-law, Molly, explained to their mother and mother-in-law that they were okay and all is well. The sister Gloria told her sister that all was well, but she continued to linger and wait for hours as the family sought how to reach or find me. I thank Reverend Sonia Young for reaching out for me at the request of the family. As God over me had guided me on Sunday afternoon, I called Mrs. Linda Isabel at 1:22 p.m. and encouraged her and thanked her for her work in ministry. At 1:29, oh my God, I said the amen to my prayer. Hung up the phone. This dear member, Linda Isabel, passed at 2:29 p.m. The sister Gloria told me maybe we should wait to 3. Oh, my God. But I obeyed and followed God. God revealed to me after this experience that this dear lady was waiting on the call and the prayer of her world parish priest. It pays to follow Jesus as you think about and plan your future. If I had not followed God, oh my God, if I had not followed Christ, my day would be dark right now. World Parish, all of us, every man and woman, exists in darkness until we find and follow Christ. The meaning, purpose, and significance of life cannot be seen and known apart from following Christ. It is Christ who throws light upon life, revealing what life really is. It is Christ that throws light upon our future. There can be no future without Christ and the light of Christ. So many mistakes that are made during the journey of life are made because people do not follow Christ. They walk about in darkness and they walk into their future in darkness. So point number 2 now. Those who follow Christ, oh my God, hear me now, will have the light of life. World Parish, we do not have to walk into our future in darkness. Jesus makes the difference. Jesus enables people to see. Oh, my God. The only way we can make it through the darkness of this world is to know Jesus, is to walk with Jesus. We need Jesus as our light. I got up early this morning. My bedroom was dark. I could see nothing. I picked up the lantern that the late Mrs. Ingrid Hunter had sent to me months ago. I pulled the dome of the lantern up. Oh, my God, Light came. I could see everything in my bedroom. Here it is. Don't miss it. Hallelujah. Don't blink. You'll miss it. Light gives us guidance. Now, let me say it another way. Light guides us. Christ is the light that guides us into our future. Listen now. I have flown all over the world, and many of my flights have been at night and landed at night on a foggy day. Gatwick Airport is an example. The lights at the airport on the runway were there to guide the pilot to land the plane safely. Oh, I got it, Jesus. Christ is the light of the world, located at the dark and foggy airports of our life. We do not have to live a reckless life in the dark. We do not have to walk in the darkness. We do not have to walk in darkness and into a reckless, unknown future. Christ enables people, all of us, to see, oh my God, what is in the world. Hallelujah. See what is at every intersection of life. Because Christ is the light, he guides people through the world. He guides us through the night. Oh my God. He guides us through the night flights of life. He guides us through the night flights of lies, when people have lied on us. He guides us through the fogginess of hate and envy. He guides us through night flights of stress and depression. Oh, my God, Christ guides us, hallelujah, through meltdowns and loneliness. I had a meltdown and a lonely feeling on this past Friday. Oh, my God, but I looked to Christ, and he guided me through it. Listen, he guides us through condemnation. Someone needs to hear this. Christ guides us when we look at our lives through the mirror of a pandemic and a Delta strain of the virus, and we do not lack what we see, and we do not lack how we feel about tomorrow. Oh, my God, and our future. Christ is the guiding light for those who do not feel that they can make it. Listen, Christ, hallelujah, will help you to make it. Christ as the light can take, oh God, have mercy. Christ as the light can take what is troubling you and give you and guide you with the light of a new calmness. Oh my God. Oh my God. I got it now, Lord. Like the woman in our text, she was caught in her sin. And her business had gotten into the street. All of her stiff-necked church members wanted to stone her. All of her neighbors and all of the men who had been with her and hanging out with her wanted to stone her. Oh, my God. But Jesus, the light of the world, Jesus, the light of her life, hallelujah, met her at her point of need. Jesus, the light of the world, did not condemn her, hallelujah, but gave her a second chance. Jesus gave her a new future. Well, hallelujah. When questioned, Jesus did not say anything. Oh, God, I love it. He stooped down and wrote on the ground. The text does not say what Jesus wrote on the ground. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. But whatever he wrote gave the woman a second chance. God gave her a new future. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. Don't know what was written on the ground. But whatever was written there was written for me and you and the members of the world parish. As we look to our future, I don't know, hallelujah, someone may be depressed today, but I believe that Jesus is writing on the ground, Psalm 34:17, the righteous cry out, and the Lord hears, oh my God, and delivers them out of all of their trouble. Oh my God, he's writing on the ground, hallelujah, Isaiah 40:31, but those, John, be weary. Oh, my God. He was riding on the ground for me and for you. Listen. We don't know what he wrote. The text doesn't say, but I believe as he wrote, stooped down and wrote again, he probably said to that lady, fear not, I'm with you. Hallelujah. When he wrote and got up the second time, he asked her, where are those who wanted to accuse you, condemn you, and stone you? Where are those stiff-necked church folks that wanted to cast a stone at you? She told him, oh, my God, thank you, Lord, they are gone. Jesus, the light of the world, told the lady, neither do I condemn you. Your sins are forgiven. Go and sin no more. He gave this lady, oh, my God, a new future. Do you want a new future? Do you want a good future? Do you want to stop stumbling in the dark? Christ is the answer to a bright and a successful future. As the light of the world, Christ guides people. Christ, as the light, guides his followers to another and a better life and a better future. Each of us can have and must decide to trust and follow Christ, repent of our sins, and by faith accept Jesus, the light of the world, that, oh God, hear me where I perish. There is no future outside of Christ, the light of the world, but there's a great future with Christ. Where I perish, Jesus is not difficult to find and to connect to. And to connect with. If your future looks bleak, depressing, miserable, lonely, and isolated, Jesus desires to light the foggy runway of your life. Jesus desires to turn the light on for you to have a brilliant life and a brilliant life and a brilliant future. You can sincerely pray this prayer that I'm about to lead us in, and I promise and assure you, Jesus, the light of the world, the light of God's redemptive love, will remove the fog and light up your path. Oh, my God, your future and runway. You can pray this simple prayer wherever you are. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, I confess that I am a sinner struggling in a dark world. My life is dark. My future looks dark. I repent of my sins and ask you to take the darkness out of my life. I ask you to come into my life as my personal Savior and as my light. Amen. If you pray this prayer, you've been forgiven of your sins. You don't have to struggle in the dark anymore. You've been saved. At the conclusion of this meditation and prayer time, I invite you to call 770-482-5333, and I will speak to you and share with you more information that will foster your growth in the Lord. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen.